In our next game, we'll change the lyrics of Carpenter songs to be about wooden things. Does the carpentry match the drapendry? We'll find out. Let's meet our contestants. First up, Nicole Pometti. You're a video editor for a production company, and you have a superpower. You can name all of the Best Picture Oscar winners off the top of your head.
Yes, I can.
Okay, so may I test you?
Of course, please.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, here we go. 1951.
Okay, so if it was the Best Picture winner of 1951, it was An American in Paris. But if it was the Best Picture of 1950 that was awarded in 1951, it was All About Eve.
Correct.
Can you do one more? One more?
One more? I love that you're like, no, I can do this. 2013.
12 Years a Slave, or 2012, sadly, Argo.
Sadly.
Good. I like that I got some opinion in there. That's good. All right, Nicole, when you ring in, we'll hear this. Your opponent is Becca Stecky. You used to be a butcher. I thought this was so cool.
Thank you.
Yeah, so yeah. How did you get into meatmongering?
So I needed a job.
Yes. Good reason.
It was a job as a clerk at a meat counter. And I got really into what all of the guys were doing behind me, cutting the meat and everything like that. And I started doing it myself.
I mean, did you have to train? Was there a...
Well, yeah. I mean, I guess you do have to learn. There is like art to it, yeah. I would say.
I mean, now you've moved on from that.
I've moved on from that, yeah. I'm in grad school now.
Right, so. For
biology.
Yeah, so it sort of was your...
There's a connection there. I can't really say what it is, but there is a connection.
Becca, when you ring in, we'll hear this. Remember, Nicole and Becca, whoever has more points after two games will go to our final round. Let's go to your first game. This is a music parody game, so Jonathan Colton, take it away.
We rewrote classic songs performed by the Carpenters to make them about things that are made with wooden materials. Ring in to guess what I'm singing about, and if you're right, for a bonus point, you can guess the title of the song that I lovingly ruined. You ready?
Ready.
Okay. Yep. Here we go. Don't you remember you told me I'd be a real boy? Instead, I'm this messed up zombie puppet kid's toy. I try to be brave and truthful, but I got no joy. Each lie shows in the size of my nose. Becca.
Pinocchio.
Pinocchio is the answer, that's right. And for a bonus point, can you name the original song?
Don't you remember you told me you loved me, baby? Is that the name of the song?
It is not the name of the song, I'm sorry. It's called Superstar.
That makes no sense.
Yep. That's the Carpenters for you.
Yeah.
Okay, here's your next one. Different from a glockenspiel, it's wooden bars you hit with mallets. If you write an alphabet book, it's either this or X-ray. Becca.
Xylophone.
Xylophone, that's right. Can you name the original song?
Absolutely
not. No. That's called Let Me Be the One. And when I have to do some math, I slide beads around this frame. A calculator comes out the same. I have to do some math. Becca.
Abacus?
Abacus is the answer.
That was sung at the speed of someone doing math on an abacus.
Yes. I thought I'd take my time and really sell that one.
That was great. That was great.
Can you name the song for a bonus point?
No.
That's called We've Only Just Begun. We tell jokes and wait for them to clap while you sit on my lap. You sound like me, but that couldn't be. My lips don't move. Becca.
A marionette?
I'm sorry, that is not quite what we're looking for. Nicole, do you know the answer?
Is it a puppet?
Can you be more specific?
Oh, Charlie McCarthy, whatever he was made out of, a wooden...
Yeah, all right, we'll give it to you. We're looking for ventriloquist dummy.
Yes,
that's
there we go.
Now, Nicole, I'm very excited to ask you this next question. For a bonus point, can you name the original song?
Close to You.
Yeah, that's right. I don't suppose you also know the artist who sang it.
Is it the Carpenters?
It is the Carpenters.
Yes.
Okay, here's your next one. When you play the drums, beware. Always use a wooden pair. Otherwise, you might get chicken on your snare. Becca.
Drumsticks.
Drumsticks is the answer. Becca, for a bonus point, can you name the original song?
Unfortunately not.
No. That was Rainy Days and Mondays.
I like the idea of musicians complaining about Mondays. Come on.
This is your last clue. Every cup of hot chai, every churro smells nice. Every snickerdoodle too, and granola you chew has spice. When your oats need a spark, you can grind up this bark. Take the challenge if you dare, but you might die. And enough will get you high. Becca.
Cinnamon.
Cinnamon, that's right. Becca, I hate to even ask, can you name the original song?
You shouldn't have even asked.
Okay. Nicole, just for fun.
I actually don't know that one.
Oh, what? Come on, Nicole. That was Yesterday Once More by the Carpenters. Ophir, how did our contestants do?
Great game. Becca is in the lead. If you almost got kicked out of William Faulkner's study in Oxford, Mississippi for lingering longer than allowed in an attempt to see his ghost, you should be on our show. Go to amatickets.org to find out how to be a contestant, and you can get info about our Nashville Roadshow on May 23rd at the Polk Theater. Coming up, I'll talk to Tay Diggs, who plays a dad without a dad bod in the CW series All American. I'm Ophira Eisenberg, and this is Ask Me Another from NPR.